We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Willie McGinnis was the fourth overall pick by the Patriots in the 1994 draft. I remember the 1994 draft because the Bengals took Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson first overall. That didn't work out very well. And, of course, later in his career, played for the Cleveland Browns at the end of his career. And he joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, now with the NFL Network. And, of course, A Football Life, which came out this past Friday, was on NFL Network as well, and Willie McGinnis is with us. Willie, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
Willie, when you go back, like, when you get drafted, do you, like, compare yourself against other guys that went in the first round, or once the draft was over, you forgot about that stuff?
Nah, once I got drafted, I was partying. I wasn't looking to see who got drafted or what was going on, man. It turned into an all-out party.
Willie, let's get into the Browns here a little bit, because we're obviously excited about the start to the season. You know, they're 2-2-1. It could have been a different story, but you know, Tyrod Taylor gets injured, unfortunately, but maybe fortunately for the Browns fans, because Baker Mayfield comes in and has played extremely well for 2.5 games. What do you make of Baker's performance?
I think Baker, along with the team and the other players that are playing at a high level, I think they're starting to sink. I think they're starting to gel in the offense. It's still early. He only has really one start under his belt, correct? So, you know, I think he's starting to figure things out. What I do like about him, I liked about him in college, is he's extremely confident in his skill set. He's a fighter. He's poised. There is no situation that's too big for him. When you watch him play and you watch what teams are trying to do to him, he's not rattled easy. And, you know, he's got that energy. Man, everybody talks about that energy and getting guys amped up and the defensive guys, you know, coming off the bench to watch him play when he's out there. I think that's special, man. And you got to have that at the most important position on the field.
We're talking with Willie McGinnis of the NFL Network. Willie will be on tonight, NFL Total Access, 7 p.m. Eastern. Thursday Night Football continues this week with the struggling Eagles against the struggling Giants. It still should be an interesting game. The Eagles are going to get back on track. We'll see on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video, which is really cool. In training camp, I remember you being out at Browns camp one day, and you were talking with Myles Garrett. Some of it got caught on Hard Knocks. You know, obviously Miles is off to a great start this year after, you know, he flashed a little bit last year but was dealing with injuries for a lot of the season. Talk to us about your interaction with him, if you will, and what do you see as his upside, his potential as a player going forward?
My interaction with him, man, is just seeing that he has an arsenal of moves and different things that he could add to his repertoire. He's a young guy, I think, that he does a lot of things really well, but I just think there's so much more that he's going to learn. He's going to start acquiring and start doing as he learns the game and the pass rush and all the different things that comes with that. He's an explosive guy. He has an unbelievable bend and explosiveness and get off for his size, stature, and his weight and everything. He's very violent. And when you have those couple things, everything else as far as moves and techniques, you could teach that. Some of the natural ability he has, you can't teach. You know, I think he's a monster. And I think his upside, I think I made the comment before, you know, I hope he has a convertible because the sky's the limit, you know. There is no ceiling for this kid. If he stays healthy and he stays on the field, I'm expecting – for him to be one of the best at pass rushing, and not only that, but just playing against the run, tackle for losses, being a menace in the back in the backfields, and giving offenses a tough time.
Would you compare him to anybody that you played with or against, or anybody that's currently playing?
No, I mean, I play with a lot of great pass rushers and watched a lot in my time. I try not to do that.
Yeah.
You know, from Bruce Smith, you know, all the way down, Derek Thomas, Von Miller, you know, all these guys.
Sure.
You don't want to compare. I try not to do that. But I would say he is talented physically more than a lot of those great pass rushers that you see when you put everything together. Like if you just add some more to his weaponry, I would say he could just pull apart and separate himself.
Hey, just a sidebar a little bit here as we're talking about rushing the passer. I mean, you're a guy who had 86 career sacks. What do you think about the new rules and how much we're protecting the quarterback? And has it gone too far?
No, I get it. You know, and that rule's been in effect since '95. And a lot of people are like, what? It has? Yeah, it's just a new emphasis on the rule. And they're trying to protect the quarterback. They don't want guys, you know, physically trying to power drive quarterbacks and landing and dumping them with their shoulders and their intent to hurt or harm. I get it. I totally understand it. And for any new, not rule change, because like I said, that rule's been in effect, but emphasis that's put on a rule or language change, you got to be able to adapt with it. And when I watched and witnessed Aaron Donald win the NFL Way to Play Award for getting a sack and tackling a quarterback, going to the ground, doing everything perfectly, I said to myself then, if Aaron Donald, one of the most feared defenders, aggressive, violent players that I've watched in a long time, can get an award for doing it the right way, you know, we've got to figure it out across the board for everybody. Is there some gray area? Of course. With any change, there's going to be some gray area. There's some, you know, there's a little, you know, a little change between each group, each referee, official group that's calling it. They're watching tape. They're trying to get better. I would expect this thing to kind of get a little more smoother after a few weeks once everybody gets on the same page. But like I said, it's any rule that's implemented to protect the livelihood of the player, I'm for.
We're talking with 15-year NFL veteran Willie McGinnis, now with NFL Network. Willie, you know, I know Tom Brady has spoken very highly of you, of course, and you know your influence on him when he came into the league. When Tom Brady, like, did anybody have any clue? I mean, certainly nobody could have thought he'd be this good. But when he first joined the team, he was a late draft pick. Like, did anybody have any clue that there was anywhere close to this kind of talent? Like, when did you people know? When did guys start realizing this?
I would say the only guy that was close probably was Belichick. I mean, he's the guy who decided to start Brady after they paid Drew Bledsoe $100 million that year once he got healthy. So he saw something in the kid, and he felt something to kind of give him that jump start that nobody else seen at the time. So I would say I know about his work ethic. I knew he had a chip on his shoulder. He wanted to prove something, and he worked his tail off the entire time. But I can't sit here honestly and say, oh, I knew he would play 19 years, and he'd be the GOAT, and he'd be the best quarterback ever, and he win five, you know, Super Bowl. No way. No, nobody saw that coming.
Yeah. Amazing.
Probably except for Brady.
Yeah.
Glad to be joined by Willie McGinnis, former NFL player, of course, now with NFL Network. Willie, as you look across the National Football League right now, you know, 5 weeks into the season, is there anything that you're sure of, or has it just been a wild year? I mean, outside of the Rams and the Chiefs, I don't know that we're sure of anything.
I am sure that offenses are scoring a lot more points
up
in this point, up until last year, of what they've been doing. And, you know, the other thing is, I always say this, it's the first quarter. We're just leaving the first quarter of the season. There's no Super Bowl champions or people winning divisions or any of that. I look for the veteran teams to figure things out and make adjustments and kind of collect themselves and get things together. And, you know, I always put a lot into those type of teams that know how to win or find ways to win. And I would say about 4 or 5 more weeks, you'll start to see teams separate themselves, you know, and rise to the top. And you'll say, okay, I can predict this, I can predict that. Because if you go last year to the first 5 weeks of the season, you know, Kansas City was undefeated again, five games. And, you know, there was a lot of things, a lot of storylines we were looking at. And, you know, 3 to 4 or 5 weeks after that, things drastically changed. So, you know, this league, you can't predict anything. It's a week to week league. And, you know, I just love it. And I love the uncertainty about it.
Yeah, it really is. It feels like every team's kind of towards the middle, which is what the league is designed to be. And because, as you say, the Chiefs were undefeated last year. They're going to have to, you know, they still have a guy who's only in his second year, and he didn't play really last year, so he's got a lot to prove. And the Rams lost in the playoffs last year, so as good as those teams look, it's not like it's the Patriots looking at, you know, as one of the top two at the moment that has proven it in the playoffs. It's teams that have proven nothing in the playoffs that are playing the best right now.
Yeah, so we'll see. Things will figure themselves out, and teams will start to make adjustments. And, you know, guys, they'll get guys back from injuries, or you'll lose guys to injury,
right,
which, you know, devastated some teams and helped other teams when they got guys back.
Do you think that Le'Veon Bell will play at a high level this year, or even play at all? Or will he play for somebody else?
Man, that, you know, he's been out so long. I have a lot of faith in his ability and his skill level, you know, and what he can do. I do know it's going to take some time to get going. He's been out for quite a while now, and especially at that position, you know, you got to have volume, you got to have rhythm, you got to have plays. You've seen that with players, especially Ingram, you know, with the Saints coming in. They gave him a lot of plays to try to get him going, you know, the other night. So I think that he's in the preservation of self, of body mode right now. And since, you know, the team didn't give him a long-term deal and didn't invest in him, he's going to be extremely cautious. You know, he saw what happened to Earl Thomas. He tweeted about that. He made a comment off of that. And I think he's going to be extremely cautious. James Conner has taken the load. He's playing great right now. Is he Le'Veon Bell? Probably not. But is he serving his purpose? Is he the heir apparent? Yeah.
Yep.
I think they found a future running back for that team. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens and if Le'Veon Bell even wants to play.
You think Dez Bryant is done? And why do you think he doesn't have a job still?
I'm not sure he's done. I think there's a big need for guys that can come in, especially at the receiver position. He's got to find the right spot, the perfect role for him. I don't think he's no longer a number one where he can take over games alone by himself. I think he needs a great supporting cast on a veteran team. And, you know, if he has that opportunity due to injury or, you know, a team needing receivers, which a lot of teams do, and, you know, he can come in with the right attitude and work ethic and help a team, I think he still has a shot. But that all depends on Dez.
Yeah. Willie, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Always, man. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Willie McGinnis.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.